Begin standing a foot or so behind a chair with a rail. Take a moment to let yourself be present with your use. Notice your feet and their relationship to gravity. Consider the tripod of balance. Pad of the big toe, pad of the little toe, which is the distal metatarsal, and between the two ankle bones, lateral and medial malleolus. Your dynamic relationship between gravity and energy are part of the AT experience. So let your feet have gravity as you consider Alexander's directions to let the neck be free, to allow the head to move up off the end of the spine, letting the back lengthen and widen, the knees to release forward and away, the shoulders to release out. Consider the space behind you in the room. As you gaze forward, let what you see in front of you come to you so that the neck can release and the head can move forward and up, the jaw to release away from the upper teeth. Have a gentle, easy sense of the breathing mechanism supporting your directions. Going to begin with a small, shallow bend, while staying with the means whereby. Considering the neck releasing back to allow the head to move forward and out so that there is a small release of the chin to tip towards your chest slightly, lengthening the spine, letting the pelvis tip at the hip sockets, the ankles and knees to fold slightly in response to that. Take a little shift of weight from side to side to make sure that you're gently over your own balance as you're in this position of mechanical advantage. Coming back to an easy tripod of balance on both legs, let your neck release, the head to move forward and up, and feel that image we use of parasailing, that the wind is blowing towards your front, and that opens and widens the back for that muscular tensegrity of the latissimus and that support in the front from the pectoral in eccentric contraction. That suspension system allows the arm to swing forward, letting the fingertips lead to allow your forefingers to land in front of the chair rail and your thumb behind. Let yourself have an easy drape of the fingers on the right hand or the first hand you've chosen, and then bring the other hand with by taking a pause to allow the neck to free, let the head move forward and up to allow the other hand to find the chair rail. You may be accommodating to your easy, shallow bending, or as we sometimes call monkeys. So that's not a position, it's a dynamic response to your hands as they find the chair rail. And you're in a bit of what John Nichols calls four-footed animal, meaning there's a little bit of support at your hands as you have support at your feet to let that back widen. Alexander's secondary instructions are allow the fingers to lengthen in the direction they're heading so that the medial wrists fall inward, or as he says in CCC, the right wrist falls inward to the left wrist falls inward towards the right, to allow the elbows to release out, or in articles and lectures, out and slightly downward. Coming back to the breathing mechanism and the dynamic balance. balance between gravity and energy. You're going to allow the forefingers and thumb to come together. And then you're going to allow the fingers to pull to the elbows, as Carrington says, in Thinking Aloud. So you're letting the hands come together, and with that additional pressure without imposing, allow your fingers to pull to the elbows without letting your fingers move from the chair. Yeah, so you find that dynamic expansion, back widening, spine lengthening, more pressure on the hands to release the back and elbows. Knees are free and forward and away. Breathing mechanisms supporting your directions. Have a little explore in this with allowing the back as the hands move forward and extend the elbows and the chair comes with. Reminding yourself that deepening the monkey allows the chair to release forward. Feels a little peculiar that you're moving away to actually bring something forward, and feel free to play with returning it. Notice what your knees, ankles, hips do in response to the action in your hands with the chair. Feel gravity as you feel energy and movement. Extending your knees, and you actually want to bend your knees. So you're actually loosening yourself as you go. It should be here. Extend your elbows. Yeah, can you feel the resistance? Have a little turn and return to bringing the chair to upright when you feel ready. Staying with the means to allow the back to widen. Staying with the means to allow the back to widen. As it seems useful to you, the return of hands away from someone or a chair is to come back to the means whereby of letting the neck free, the head up, the total pattern, back widening. The back widening lets the elbows release out and slightly downward. That frees your hands to remove themselves, bringing yourself to full standing. Have an awareness of the room. Notice if this awareness now is a little different than when you were thinking about the chair, and enjoy that unified field of attention, yourself with your environment. Gently and easily, take a walk through the space.